怀昆塔之音服务原因聆听，今天我们非常高兴地邀请 Chandra Shekhar Prabhu 为我们讲述有关主 Krishna 是怎么拯救婆罗门的妻子，给予他们祝福的消时光。欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna and good morning to everybody today.
Hare Krishna, 早上好，所有的人。
So today we shall begin chapter 23 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10.
今天我们会开始讲圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇第二十三章。
So this incident, this particular pastime, we will probably need at least two, maybe three lessons.So we won't finish it all today.
嗯 ，Hare Krishna.
Yes.
We cannot hear you just now.
This pastime will take more than one lesson, maybe two or three lessons.
嗯，这个消遥时光，时光我们会分为，就是大概两到三节课来讲。
And of course, in this pastimes, no demons are being killed.
在这一段消时光中，没有任何的杀死恶魔的举动。
But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has included it in the list of anarthas or obstacles in the path of developing bhakti for Krishna.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他也把这段消时光包含在我们奉爱服务路途中遇到的障碍之中。
In the list, of course, most of the pastimes are Krishna killing demons and the obstacles they represent.
当然呢，大部分的消时光里面都有 Krishna 怎么样去杀死恶魔，然后他们代表了我们碰到的哪些障碍。
But there's a few of them that demons are not being killed as such.
但是有几个消时光呢，就是并不是说，他们要杀死恶魔。
But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions them because they represent.Particular obstacles.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 也把它包含在其中，因为他们也代表了其中的一些障碍。
The first one, of course, is the Damodara Lila, Krishna being the deliverance of Nalakuvara and Manigriva.
就是第一个消时光，当然也包括了达摩达尔的 Lila， 就是。主 Krishna 怎么样拯救这个这两个 Kuvera 的儿子。
And then the second is the bewilderment of Lord Brahma.
第二个就是主 Brahma 如何受到迷惑。
When he stole the boys and the calves.
他把牧牛童和牛犊都偷走。
And then this incident here, delivering the wives of the brahmanas.
然后是这一个小时光，主 Krishna 拯救这些婆罗门的妻子。
And then the next pastime, the Govardhan Hill pastime. Indra is not a demon as such.
接下来是哥瓦丹山的小时光，这些都不是恶魔。
And then there's one additional pastime when.Krishna blesses Varuna, another demigod, for some mistake.
然后另外一个小时光就是主 Krishna, 祝福半神人 Varuna, 因为他犯了一些错误。
So these are not demons. These incidences are not talking of demons.
这些并不是指谈到恶魔。
But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has included them in this list of obstacles.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 仍然把它放在我们的 碰到了障碍的名单之中。
So, let us chant our prayers and then we shall begin.
我们开始我们的祈祷文。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Itinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Aschatya Desatarine Om Agyana Timinandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Takshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Arijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Cha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, chapter 23 of the 10th canto is entitled The Brahmanas Wives Bless.
圣典博加瓦坛第十篇第二十三章的题目是婆罗门的妻子受到祝福。
Although it describes the Brahmana's wives were blessed or delivered, but actually the husbands of the wives were also delivered through this incident.
就是在这一个事件中，虽然婆罗门的妻子得到祝福和解脱，同样他们的丈夫婆罗门也得到了解脱。
Not liberation, you said liberation, but not exactly liberation, not like that.
Yeah, not.
Not exactly like that.
得到了拯救。
That's better. Yes.拯救、就是、delivered, yes.
对，他们不是解脱，得到了拯救。
So this, as you remember, we have these pastimes are taking place in Krishna's third age group.
这个消时光发生在 Krishna 在第三个年龄段。
So by this time, Krishna had begun to interact with the gopis.
这一个小年龄段的时候 ，Krishna 开始和 Gopi 们有互动。
And at this age, Krishna was a preteen. You know, preteen. You know, teenager.
就是这个时候 Krishna 他应该是少年了。
Just before that, not 少年 Just before that, in English we say preteen.
童年。
Maybe, I don't know.
就是他们应该在童年。
So this pastime took place in the summer. It tells us it took place in the summer.
这消时光发生在夏天。
So on one particular day, as usual, Krishna and the cowherd boys were out grazing the cows.
就是像往常一样 ，Krishna 和他的牛犊他们在外面Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
You translated that? We didn't hear you.
Maybe the internet. 就是在这个逍遥时光中，就是 Krishna 和牧牛童像往常一样，他们就带着奶牛去放牧了。
So it was lunchtime.
已经到了午饭时间。
Somehow on this particular day, the cowherd boys, it seems like, didn't bring their lunches with them.
不知怎的，就这一天的话呢，牧牛童他们好像忘了把他们的午餐带着。
They were so eager to go out with Krishna in the morning that in their eagerness to be with Krishna and to go out and graze the cows, that they somehow forgot to bring their lunches, their lunch packs.
因为他们非常渴望的和 Krishna 一起去放牧，所以他们就忘了把他们的午餐盒带上。
Sometimes Mother Yasoda would send lunch to the forest.
有时候母亲亚苏达会把他们的午餐会带到森林中。
Not herself, of course. She would send it with servants.
当然不是她自己本人去，她是由她的仆人带过去。
Sometimes Krishna would take his own lunch pack, but sometimes Mother Yasoda would send it.
有时候 Krishna 会自己带午餐，但是有时候母亲亚苏达会派人送过去。
And, but on this particular day, Krishna also didn't bring a lunch pack, and, the Mother Yasoda didn't send a lunch pack either.
然后在一个特别，这一个特别的日子里面 ，Krishna 他自己也没有带午餐盒，然后母亲亚苏达也没有派人送过来。
Or,Krishna was so far away. On this particular day, actually, he was far away from Vrindavan village. And therefore, sometimes the servants bringing the lunch, they could not find where the cowherd boys were.
今天呢，他们就是去到 Vrindavan 的比较远的一处森林，因为有时候母亲亚苏达派出的仆人他们可能不一定能找到 Krishna， 所以就不能把午餐盒送到他的手上。
So this resulted in Krishna and the boys, you know, becoming hungry.
这就使得 Krishna 和他的牧牛童们感到非常的饥饿。
Of course, in the forest, there are many places they could go to, you know, find food.
当然在森林里面有很多地方他们都可以找到果实。
Because there's so many fruits and berries and roots, so they could have found such things.
他们可以找到一些果实、浆果，还有一些根茎食物。他们应该能够找到某些食物的。
But Krishna deliberately took them to a place in the forest where none of this was available.
但是 Krishna 故意把他们带到一个地方，然后没有这些食物的地方。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wanted to bless these wives of the Brahmanas.
因为他想赐福给这些婆罗门的妻子。
Remember, as we know, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
我们都知道他是至尊人的首神。
So although in Vrindavan he is playing the part of a cowherd boy, he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
即使在 Vrindavan 他上演了牧牛童这一角色，但是他依然是至尊人格首神。
as we have discussed before, for his pastime, sometimes he forgets that.
就像我们之前讨论过的，有时候他自己也忘了。
But also for the pastime, sometimes he remembers that.
有时候有在一些遐想时光里面，他又记起了。
Whatever makes the pastime more exciting, and he remembers or forgets.
就是不管他是记住还是不记住，都会使整一个遐想时光显得非常的激动人心。
You may remember, the Lord has many shaktis, many potencies.
我们应该记得主有很多的 shakti, 非常多的能量。
So one such shakti is lila shakti.
其中一种能量就叫做 lila 的 shakti.
And this shakti, this lila shakti is the Lord shakti that arranges his different pastimes.
然后这一种的 Lila Shakti 呢，会安排主的不同的遐想时光。
So in this incident also, she arranged, therefore, she sometimes arranges the Lord to remember or forget.
所以她有时候会安排主能够记住，有时候会安排主忘记。
So in this incident, Krishna remembered.I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
在这一个遐想时光中，主就记起了自己是至尊人格首身。
Therefore, he knew about the Brahmana's wives.
因此他知道这些婆罗门的妻子。
He had not met them before.
他从来没见过他们。
But he knew that they were fully devoted to him.
但是他知道他们都是全然奉献他的奉献者。
They had not met him either.
这些婆罗门妻子也没有见过主。
Because they were Brahmanas, so they lived in the Brahmana community.
因为他们是婆罗门，所以他们住在婆罗门的团体中。
In the Vedic times, the different communities normally they lived among themselves.
在伟达的时代呢，就不同的阶层，他们都是住在自己的团体内。
There was, of course, interaction. They mixed, but they lived separately.
当然是他们独自做，但是他们就互相会有互动。
So the Brahmana community lived in one place, the Vaishya community.Right, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, they lived in another place, and so on, like this.
就像婆罗门，他们住在同一个团体中，然后 Vaishya 的，像 Nanda Maharaj, 他们也住在另外的一个团体中。
So this Brahmana community lived quite some distance from Vrindavan village.
所以这些婆罗门的团体，他们住的离本达文的村庄有点远。
In fact, they lived near the border of Mathura.
他们实际上是住在马图拉的边境，非常接近马图拉的边境。
Still within Vrindavan, but you know, quite a distance.
依然是在本达文的区域内，但是已经非常的远了。
And as we have heard before, Krishna and the boys and the cows, they would wander all over Vrindavan in the different forests.
就像我们之前有听说的 ，Krishna 和他的牧牛童还有奶牛，他们在整一个的 Vrindavan 的森林里面漫游。
So in either case, Krishna had not met the wives of the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas' wives had not.Met Krishna, but still he knew that they were fully devoted to him.
虽然在这一个遐想时光中 ，Krishna 没有见过这些婆罗门的妻子，然后他们也从来没有见过 Krishna， 但是Krishna 知道这些婆罗门的妻子都是全然奉爱他的奉献者。
So how did the Brahmana's wives know Krishna?
那这些婆罗门的妻子是如何知道 Krishna 的呢？
Because they would go to markets, like flower markets, vegetable markets, and in the markets, then that is where people mix and interact with each other.
因为他们会去到鲜花的集市、蔬菜的集市，在那些集市中，他们会和不同的人进行互动。
So in these village markets, like villages have markets. Even in China, we see that. Villages have markets, right? The people from the villages, whatever they grow or make, they bring to the market and then people go and buy.
就是每一个村庄都有集市的，就像在中国我们也知道也有类似的，就是村里的人们他们把自己种的产品他们就拿到这些集市上去卖。
Even in Western countries, they have these local markets.
在西方国家他们也有这些当地的集市。
Sometimes people, they grow vegetables, or they might make some food, or they might, you know, make something, other things. And then people from the surrounding areas, they all go and see these local products.
就是这些人他们自己的生长出来的产品，还有他们做的一些产品，他们都拿到这种集市去卖，然后附近的人们他们也会来到集市看。
So for those of you who have been in Mayapur, Mayapur also has these like a local market. Once a week or every 2 weeks, the local devotees, they bring the vegetables they grow or some food they cooked or some paintings, and then all the community, they come together and they buy and interact and so on.
有些人住过马普的，然后在马普也有同样的这样的一种集市，就是一两个星期呢，当地的奉献者他们种植的一些产品、农产品，他们或者他们自己做的一些食物，他们都会拿到这些集市里面和整一个社区的人们在一起交流。
So Vrindavan also has such a local village markets.
然后 Vrindavan 也有这种当地的集市。
And sometimes these people would go to people's homes and sell directly also.
有时候人们会直接去到其他人的家里，把这些产品直接卖给他们。
So these wives of the brahmanas, even much before this incident, they had heard about Krishna from these sellers, right? From these market sellers from the village of Vrindavan.
所以就是这个婆罗门的妻子，他们就是通过这样的方式，就从这些售卖者的口中听到了这些 Vrindavan 的故事。
Because Krishna was the center, as we have heard many times, he was the most attractive person in Vrindavan and everybody loved him.
然后我们听过了很多次，就讲到 Krishna 是中心，所有的 Vrindavan 的居民都会爱他。
Not only, you know, the cowherd boys and Mother Yasoda, but even the regular, you know, the people who grew vegetables or did this, just the regular people of Vrindavan, for them, Krishna was also the center of their existence.
就不仅仅只是母亲亚寿达，还有就是在 Vrindavan 出生的这些人，他们种植庄稼蔬菜的这些人，当地的居民，他们也同样是以 Krishna 为中心。
Of course, the cowherd boys and the gopis, they had much more interaction with Krishna than others. Not all the residents of Vrindavan necessarily were closely interacting with Krishna all the time.
当然呢，就是这些牧牛童、牧牛姑娘，他们和 Krishna 之间的互动会更加的亲密。那并不是所有住在 Vrindavan 的居民，他们总是可以和 Krishna 有互动的。
But still, Krishna is the most attractive for them also.
但是 Krishna 依然对他们来说是最具吸引力的人。
And when you love someone, what do you do?
当你爱一个人的时候，你会做什么？
You talk about them all the time.
你会总是谈起他。
If you love someone, you talk about them all the time.
你爱一个人，你就会总是谈论他。
So these, you know, the vegetable sellers or the flower sellers, you know, these agricultural people, because they love Krishna so much, you know, when they went here and there to sell their produce, of course, they spoke about Krishna.
这些种鲜花的人，种蔬菜的人，还有当地的其他的人，当他们都非常的爱 Krishna， 以 Krishna 为中心，他们不管去到哪里，他们都会以 Krishna 作为他们的话题。
So it was in this way that the wives of the brahmanas heard about Krishna, even though they had never really met him as such.
通过这样的方式，这些婆罗门的妻子，他们就听说了 Krishna， 虽然他们没有见过他。
By hearing, not by meeting, by hearing.
他们通过聆听，而不是通过见面。
They became attracted to Krishna by hearing about him, because they had not met him.
因为他们没有见过他，但是他们通过聆听 Krishna 而受到了他的吸引。
So this is an important lesson. It's not by meeting, it's by hearing.
这是非常重要的一个教训，就是不是通过见面，而是通过聆听。
Of course, sincere hearing, not just mechanical hearing.
当然是非常真诚的聆听，而不是机械式的聆听。
When we, I mean, even now, if you hear,You know, if some other devotee tells you, oh, you know, I met so-and-so, oh, they were so nice, oh, da-da-da-da-da, you know, we become attracted. Oh, yes, I want to meet that person.
即使是现在，如果有个奉献者告诉你说，哦，我见到了某一个人，他如何如何，然后你可能也会想，哦，我也想见他，你就受到了他的吸引。
And that is why, that's one reason why,Our teachings, our acharyas, give so much emphasis to hearing about Krishna.
所以我们的 acharya 就非常强调，我们一定要聆听关于 Krishna 的消时光。
Because Krishna is so wonderful, so by hearing about him, we gradually will become.More and more eager to actually meet him.
因为 Krishna 是如此的奇妙，当我们逐渐的聆听的时候呢，我们就会变得很想去见他。
Like these brahmanas' wives.
就像这些婆罗门的妻子一样。
By hearing about Krishna from the flower sellers and the vegetable sellers, they became attracted, completely attracted to him.
就是通过聆听这些鲜花都受伤，蔬菜都受伤，他们的故事，然后他们完全被 Krishna 所吸引。
And just by this simple act of hearing, they develop the highest stages of love for Krishna.
就是仅仅靠聆听，他们就发展了对 Krishna 的一种很高层面的爱。
In their case, their sadhana, right, their spiritual practice was not so perfect.
就是在这一个世界里面，就是他们的规范修习不是那么的完美。
Because, you know, as women of the house, they take care of the family, the children, the cooking, the cleaning. So So because of this, sometimes the sadhana may not always be as strict as the men.
嗯，就是在这一个例子中，这些婆罗门的妻子，他们照顾家庭、照顾孩子、做家务，所以他们的 sadhana 并不是说按照非常严格的要求去做的。
The men had strict sadhana because that's what they did, right? Especially the brahmana men, that was what they did.
嗯，这些就是这些男人，他们就会做这些 sadhana 啊，就像这些婆罗门一样。
They did so many religious ceremonies and sacrifices, and did different austerities and meditation. This is exactly what they did, especially the brahmana men.
嗯，这些婆罗门的男人，他们就会做各种的仪式，还有宗教的典礼、苦行，嗯，等等，这些就是他们这些男人做的事情。
But the women didn't always do that, and in fact, in many cases, they didn't.
嗯，但是妇女们通常不是这么做，可能有一些。情况他们也会做。
So, but by hearing about Krishna, they still obtain higher stages of love of Krishna, higher stages of prema.
但是因为仅仅聆听关于 Krishna 消失观，他们也能够达到一个对 Krishna 的这种非常高的层面的爱。
So that's how they knew about Krishna, by hearing.
所以这就是通过聆听。
Krishna knew this because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he knows everything.
Krishna, 他是至尊人格首神，他了解一切，所以他知道这一点。
So he wanted to reciprocate with their love.
所以他想和他们对他的爱进行回应。
So therefore, on this particular day, he went towards their village, which was quite far away from where he might normally go.
所以这一个特定的日子里面，他就去到了他们住的村庄，可能会跟他这个 Vrindavan 的村庄会有比较远的距离，他们通常不会去这。
And again, this particular part where Krishna took the cowherd boys didn't have fruit trees and things like this, so they were all, you know, hungry, and lunchtime had begun.
所以就是因为这个消失观中他们没有得到果实啊等等这样的食物，他们收集不了，他们也忘了带他们的午餐盒。
Krishna didn't say anything.
Krishna 什么话也没有说。
But the cowherd boys,they guessed, well, now it's lunchtime, Krishna doesn't have any food, so he must be hungry.
但是这些牧牛童在想着午餐时间已经到了，然后 Krishna 可能会饿了，然后他们也没有午餐盒。
But they knew Krishna wouldn't say, oh, I'm hungry. He wouldn't say that.
他们知道 Krishna 不会告诉他们他饿了。
Because he wouldn't want to trouble them.
因为 Krishna 不会说是因为不想麻烦他们。
Right? Sometimes we don't say something because we don't like to trouble others. So where does this come from? This comes from Krishna, ultimately.
有时候我们也是如此，就是有时候我们不会说一些东西，因为我们不想麻烦他人。那这个原因就来源于 Krishna。
So sometimes he also doesn't say things because he doesn't want to trouble his devotees.
有时候 Krishna 他也不会说任何的东西，因为他不想麻烦他的奉献者。
So in this case, he didn't want to trouble the cowherd boy.
在这一个例子中，他就不想去麻烦这些牧牛童。
But they guessed it's already lunchtime, but there's no lunch, so Krishna must be hungry. So.Instead of saying, Krishna, are you hungry? They said, Krishna, we are hungry.
就是在这个例子中呢，他们就在猜 Krishna, 到了午餐时间一定会饿了，但是他们又知道 Krishna 不会说出来，所以他们就与其这样子，就还不如他们自己直接跟 Krishna 说我们饿了。
Because if they ask Krishna, are you hungry? And he says yes. Again, he might feel a bit embarrassed because it's like he's greedy.
就是一样的。都是如果他们问 Krishna 你饿了吗，然后 Krishna 说是的，就有点像 Krishna 很贪婪。
Krishna might feel a little bit embarrassed to say yes I'm hungry because it seems like he's greedy, so they knew he wouldn't, so they didn't ask him directly like that.
这么说的话就会像 Krishna 说是的我饿了，然后就看听起来就像 Krishna 非常的贪婪，然后这会让 Krishna 感到非常的尴尬。
So instead they said we are hungry.
所以他们说我们饿了。
And when they said we are hungry, then they knew, then for them Krishna would do something, and then naturally he would also get something.
就是当他们知道，当他们说他们饿了的时候， Krishna 一定会为他们安排的，然后在这样的安排中， Krishna 也会得到食物。
So you can see how their dealings are very subtle.
大家可以看到他们之间的关系是非常的精微的。
They're very mindful. They're not just mechanically. They're very mindful of Krishna's mood. Krishna is very mindful of their mood, and in this way they interact.
他们非常在意 Krishna 的心态，然后 Krishna 也非常在意这些牧牛童的心态，他们就这样子如此的进行互动。
And this is known as culture.
这就是文化。
This is what culture means. How to interact, how different people interact.
这就是文化的意义，就是人们互相之间如何进行互动。
What to say, when to say it, how to say it.
什么说什么，什么时候说，如何说。
And as we will see later in this pastime also, how Krishna interacts with the Brahmana's wives is also very interesting.
就像我们在这一章之后看到的 Krishna 怎么样和这些婆罗门的妻子进行互动，这也是非常有趣的。
He didn't interact with them in the same way he interacts with the gopis, the cowherd girls.
他们他没有这样子去和这些婆罗门妻子进行互动，但是他用另外一种方式和勾皮们互动。
So this is something we also can be more mindful and aware of. We need to develop this culture, Vaishnava culture.
这也是我们应该要学习的，怎么样去注意到这个 Vaishnava 的文化。
How to deal with what kind of people in what way. And be sensitive. Be culturally sensitive.
就是我们要对这种文化非常的敏感，怎么样和不同的人之间相处。
And of course, in Chinese culture, this is also very important.
然后在我们中国的话，这一种文化也是很重要的。
We all know the Kongzi. He spent a lot of time talking about this.
我们也知道孔子，他教我们如何为人处事。
Right, and then he has like this term, gentleman, a real gentleman.
就是怎么样成为一名真正的绅士。
Junzi, doesn't he call it? Junzi?
君子 yeah. 就是把这种人称为君子。
So one time, a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we know who is your disciple, who is your follower?
有一次有一个人就问帕帕德说，我们怎么知道谁是你的追随者，你的门徒呢？
Of course, at different times, Srila Prabhupada would have answered in different ways.
当然在不同的时间帕帕德也会用不同的方式来回答。
But on this was in America, but on this occasion, Srila Prabhupada said, they are a perfect gentleman or gentlewoman.
然后当时是在美国，所以帕帕德就回答说，他们都是真正的绅士，他们都是真正的淑女。
He didn't say anything about Krishna or loving Krishna, he just said they are perfect gentleman and gentlewoman.
他没有讲到任何关于 Krishna， 谈到 Krishna， 他只是说他们都是真正的绅士或淑女。
And we see that in these dealings also with Krishna and his different devotees on both sides.
所以我们看到 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的互动，他们两方都是如此的。
Just a simple act of Are you hungry? Right? So much thought. The cowherd boys are thinking how we should ask. Krishna is thinking how I should respond. Just the simple act of, you know, eating a meal. Still they are so mindful.
就是仅仅只是吃东西然后他们都会这么的在意他们会留意 Krishna 怎么想。
So we can be mindful of this in our own dealings with each other.
所以我们在和他人相处的时候，我们一定要非常在意这一点。
So the cowherd boys said, "We're hungry."
然后牧牛人说，我们饿了。
And in the verse, this is the first verse actually to this chapter.
这是这一章的第一个诗节。
They say hunger. They, you have it in front of you.
大家有这本书吗
？No, you.
我有。
Yeah.
Yes.
So what? Let's read it. The cowherd boys said, "O Rama, Rama, mighty armed one, O Krishna, chastiser of the wicked." We are being harassed by hunger, and you should do something about it.
就是牧牛童说，哦 ，Rama Rama 呀，臂力强大的人呐、惩治邪恶之徒的 Krishna 呀，我们现在非常的饥饿，你们快点想点办法。
So in the commentary, the cowherd boys say that hunger is like an enemy.
就是在这个药子里面他们就说饥饿就像敌人一样。
And Krishna, you are very expert at killing enemies.
Krishna 非常擅长于杀死敌人。
They said.
他们说。
You're very good at killing demons. So you please kill this demon of hunger.
你非常擅长于杀敌人，所以你要把我们这个饥饿敌人杀死。
This was their indication.
他们是这么的暗示。
And of course, Krishna already had his plan, which was why he came to this area.
当然 ，Krishna 早就做好了计划，这就是为什么他们会来到这个地区。
Because Krishna wanted to bless the brahmana's wives.
因为 Krishna 想赐福给这些婆罗门的妻子。
So he said.
所以他说。
Nearby is a village, a Brahmana village.
在最附近有一个婆罗门的村庄。
And in this village, the Brahmanas there, they are performing different sacrifices.
这个村庄的婆罗门他们正在做一个祭祀。
So you go and ask them for some food.
你们可以去那里请求一些食物。
Again, this is another illustration. But Krishna said, "Don't say my name first."
但是Krishna 就告诉他们说，首先不要告诉他们我的名字。
You say Balaram's name.
你们可以说出 Balaram 的名字。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Krishna was a cowherd.
因为 Krishna 他是一个牧牛童。
So he's from the Vaishya community.
他来自于 Vaishya 这个团体。
But Balaram, everyone knows, is a Kshatriya. He was, you know, born from Rohini Devi, Vasudeva and Rohini Devi.
但是 Balaram 呢，他是刹帝利，因为他出生于 Vasudeva 和 Rohini Devi.
And everybody knew that.
每个人都知道这一点。
Of course, Krishna was also born from Vasudeva and Devaki, but as we know, Vasudeva and Devaki hid Krishna in Vrindavan. So everyone thought Nanda and Yasoda were his parents.
当然 Krishna 也出生自 Devaki 和 Vasudeva, 但是因为 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 把 Krishna 藏在了这个 Vrindavan 这里，然后他们就认为Krishna 是 Nanda Maharaj Yasoda 的儿子。
So that's Vaishya community.
他们属于 Vaishya 这个团体。
So Krishna told the cowherd boys, don't say my name, because if you say my name first, the brahmanas might think, oh, he's just a cowherder, we don't need to give him any attention.
然后因为如果他们说出了他的名字的话，这些婆罗门会认为，哦，他是 Vaishya， 然后我不需要理会这些 Vaishya。
But Balaram is a Kshatriya, so they might think, oh, he's a Kshatriya, so his social standing is a bit higher. So, they might feel more pleased to give.
但是 Balaram 他是刹帝利，然后他的社会地位会更高一点，然后他们就会愿意。
So this is another example, Krishna being sensitive or mindful and telling the boys how to approach the brahmanas.
这些也是另外一点， Krishna 是如此的小心谨慎去告诉这些婆罗门，当他们接近这些告诉这些牧牛童，当他们接近这些婆罗门的时候，怎么样和他们说。
And he also told them,
他也告诉他们说，
if you don't get anything, don't be disappointed.
如果他们什么也没有给的话，也不要失望。
So, following Krishna's guidance, they came to this village, some of them, and the brahmanas were busy doing their sacrifice, and they asked him.
所以这些牧牛童就遵守了 Krishna 的命令之后，他们就来到村庄那里，看到有一些婆罗门正在做祭祀。
But the brahmanas completely ignored them, actually.
但是这些婆罗门完全把他们忽视了。
Why?
为什么？
Because they thought we are brahmanas.
因为他们想我们是婆罗门呐。
These ones, they're just cowherd boys.
这些人都只是牧牛童而已啊。
They're just boys, not only boys, they're just cowherd boys.
他们不仅仅是男孩，而只是牧牛，而且是牧牛童。
So they didn't pay any attention.
所以他们一点也不在意。
And then the boys asked on behalf of Balaram and Krishna. They asked.
然后这些牧牛童就代表着Balaram， 他们就向他们问道。
But because of their Brahminical pride.They paid no attention.
因为他们出于对婆罗门这个身份的傲慢，他们一点都不在意。
And they thought, we are busy performing these Vedic sacrifices. We cannot stop to give food.
他们想着，我们现在正忙着做这一个伟大的祭事呢，我们不能停下来给他们提供食物。
And we ourselves haven't eaten because we are performing the sacrifices. So we haven't eaten. How can we give food to you?
我们自己因为在做这个祭事也没有吃东西，既然我们自己都没有吃，怎么可能把食物给你们呢？
They didn't say this, but this was their thinking.
他们没有说出来，但他们是这么想。
They didn't say anything. They just ignored them for all of these reasons.
他们什么也没有说，他们就忽略了这些原因。
They didn't say no because they couldn't say no.
因为他们不，没有说不，因为他们也不敢说不。
Because right in the culture, if someone asks for food, you give food, so you can't really say no. But they didn't, so they didn't say no.
就是因为他们的文化的传统，就是当有人向你请求食物的时候，你得给他们食物，所以他们不敢说不。
But they didn't say yes for all the other reasons.
他们因为其他的原因也没有答应，可以给。
Right. They're brahmanas. They themselves haven't eaten. How can they give to others? They're still doing the sacrifice. So because of that, they didn't say yes either.
这些婆罗门他们正在做祭祀，他们自己也没有吃东西，他们怎么可能会提供食物给其他人呢？所以他们也没有说可以提供。
And they said, not, they said among themselves, they didn't say to the cowherd boys, they simply said among themselves.
他们互相之间是这么说的。
They didn't tell the cowherd boys.
他们没有告诉牧牛童。
They said, we heard that this Krishna and Balaram, they are the supreme lord.
他们说我们听说 Krishna Balaram 是至尊人格守神。
But if they are, how come they are hungry? How can they suffer from hunger?
但是如果他们真的是的话，他们怎么会受到饥饿所迫呢？
So in different ways they didn't say yes and didn't say no.
对。通过这种方式，他们没有拒绝，也没有答应。
And this is an illustration that not all brahmanas are devotees.
这就表明了，并不是所有的婆罗门他们都是奉献者。
They might be religious, they might be pious, they might perform their austerities, but that doesn't mean they are all Vaishnavas.
他们可能具有宗教心，他们非常的虔诚，他们会做他们的一些职责，但是并不是所有这些婆罗门他们都是 Vaishnava。
Sometimes brahmanas are very materialistic like these ones.
有时候婆罗门他们也是非常的物质主义的，就像这一类。
Their wives were great Vaishnavis.
他们的妻子成为了 Vaishnavi,
but they were not.
但是他们没有。
Sometimes devotees ask, especially in China, I've heard many times, "Oh, why my family cannot be devotees?"
有时候奉献者会问，特别是在中国，奉献者就会问，哦，为什么我的家里人他们不能够成为奉献者？
But even we see here, 5,000 years ago, more.Here's a situation where family members were not exactly devotees.
所以在这一个例子中，就五千年前，就是同一个家庭的成员，他们也并不是全都是奉献者。
The Brahmana's wives were devotees, but the others, yes, they were pious, they were religious, but they were not favorable towards Krishna and Balaram.
但是就是这个例子中，婆罗门的妻子他们是奉献者，但是他们的丈夫婆罗门他们虽然有宗教性，他们也非常的虔诚，但是他们并不是非常的乐意 接受 Krishna 和 Balaram 的命令。
And they couldn't, when the cowherd boys came to ask, to beg, they could not recognize or appreciate or understand that Krishna and Balaram are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当这些牧牛童向他们祈求食物的时候，他们并不能够认出，也不能够理解到至尊人的守神就是 Krishna 和 Balaram。
They became so, they were so entangled in their, you know, material desires of wanting to go to heaven and this and that, that they could not understand Krishna was the Supreme Lord.
他们就非常忙于去他们做的一些物质的享受安排，他们希望能够升提升到天堂星球，因此他们并不能够理解到 Krishna 作为至尊人格守神的身份。
So on the one hand, this incident illustrates not all Brahmanas are Vaishnavas.
所以这里就一方面暗示说，并不是所有的婆罗门他们都是 Vaishnava 或者 Vaishnavi.
And even at Krishna's time, when he appeared, not everyone could see he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就是即使 Krishna 来临，就是也并不是所有的人都能够看得出他就是至尊人格守神。
Like these Brahmanas.
通过这些婆罗门。
Of course, later they had some change of heart.
当然他们后来内心转变了。
Which we will hear about later.
然后我们稍后讲到。
But at this point, they didn't recognize. They couldn't recognize. Why? Because they didn't have any bhakti.
然后在这一点上面，他们当时还没有认得出，因为他们没有任何的奉爱。
They had knowledge. In one sense, they had a lot of Vedic knowledge, how to do the sacrifice and this and that. They did, you know, so many austerities. But none of that qualified them to understand Krishna and Balaram were the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当然他们具有一些学识，他们能够做伟大的祭祀，但是这些并不能够帮到他们去理解Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。
The Brahmanas' wives, on the other hand, they didn't have this technical knowledge, they didn't do so much, you know, austerities and sadhana, what we said before. But they could understand.
但是这些婆罗门的妻子，他们并没有理解这些技术上面的知识，也没有做过一些苦行，也没有做过沙等呢。但是他们能够理解至尊人格守神。
Because they had some bhakti.
因为他们有奉爱。
Because of this, Krishna revealed himself to them, but for the Brahmanas, they didn't have, so Krishna didn't reveal.
所以 Krishna 就向他们揭示了他自己，但是对于这些婆罗门 Krishna 就没有揭示。
So anyway, the boys, the Brahmanas didn't say yes and didn't say no.
所以不管怎样，这些婆罗门既没有答应也没有拒绝。
So in the commentary, it tells us,
在这个药子里面告诉我们
I'll post it, that as Sukadev Goswami was describing this incident to Parikshit Maharaj, he could see that Parikshit Maharaj was becoming angry.
因为当 Sukadev Goswami 向 Parikshit 国王描述这些的时候呢，他可以感觉到 Parikshit 国王他生气了。
Because, as we know, Parikshit Maharaj was a great devotee, and now he is hearing how these Brahmanas ignored the request of Krishna and Balaram. So hearing this, he became very disturbed in his mind.
当然了 ，Prish 国王他是主的奉献者，他知道这些是至尊人格的守神的要求，但是听到这些婆罗门没有遵照主的要求的话，他就感到有点受打扰。
So he became Sukadeva. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us that Sukadeva Goswami could see he was becoming angry.
嗯，然后 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就是说 ，Sukadeva Goswami 可以看到 Parikshit 国王就变得生气了。
And I posted something which you can, the Chinese you can post later, from the chapter text number 10 in which Sukadeva Goswami speaks to him in a certain way.
然后我发了一些内容，就是在第十个诗节里面 ，Sukadeva Goswami 如何说的。
So that's an interesting detail.
这是非常有趣的一个细节。
So the boys returned and told Krishna what had happened.
然后这些男孩就回去告诉 Krishna 发生了什么。
So Krishna laughed. They were despondent, right? Because they wanted to please Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna had asked them to do something, but they couldn't do it.
然后 Krishna 就笑了，因为他 Krishna 巴拉浪要求他们去做一些事情，然后他们也给了回应，使他们做不到。
And if someone you love asks you to do something and you cannot do it, you might feel a little bit bad.
就是当你所爱的人去叫你做一些事情的时候，但是你又做不了，你可能会感觉很糟糕。
So these friends of Krishna had asked them, but they, and of course they loved Krishna the most, but they were not successful, so they felt quite bad that they could not carry out Krishna's desire.
所以他们都是 Krishna 的朋友，然后当 Krishna 要求他们去做一些事情的时候，他们很想去完成，但是他们没有成功，所以他们就会感觉到非常的糟糕。
So Krishna, when they came back and reported to Krishna, he just laughed. Anyway, he expected that.
当他们回去的时候 ，Krishna 就笑了，因为这是 Krishna 的意料之中。
So he said, "When you beg, a lot of the times you are refused. So why be despondent?"
然后 Krishna 就说，一般很多情况下，你乞讨的时候，通常很多人都会拒绝的，就是如此。
So、why be despondent? You should expect that.
就是不要去失望，因为你应该把它认为是意料之中的事。
And no need to become angry with these ignorant brahmanas. They don't know. Why become angry at them?
没有必要为这些婆罗门生气，他们都是非常的愚昧的。
So then Krishna said, "Go to the wives of the brahmanas."
然后 Krishna 就说，你们去找这些婆罗门的妻子吧。
But don't say I'm hungry.
但是不要告诉他们说我饿了。
Because if you say I'm hungry, they'll become very worried.
因为如果你们说我饿了，他们就会很担心我。
他们会
担心我。
Again, Krishna is so sensitive to others' feelings.
就是 Krishna 就再次非常的关心其他人的感受。
So he didn't want the brahmana's wives to feel worried about him. Therefore, he said. Go to them, but don't say I'm hungry.
他不想让这些婆罗门的妻子担心他，所以他告诉他们说，你去找他们，但是不要告诉他们说我饿了。
Just by seeing you, they will understand.
他们只是见到你们，他们就会明白了。
And they will therefore conclude, oh, Krishna must also be hungry. If the boys are hungry, then Krishna must also be hungry.
他们就会认为，既然这些男孩子都饿了，那 Krishna 肯定也会饿了。
So the cowherd boy said,
所以牧牛童们说
If we don't tell them you're hungry, how will they give us food?
但是如果我们不告诉他们说你饿了，他们怎么会给我们食物呢？
They might not give anything.
他们可能什么都不会给呀。
Because they don't know you're hungry.
因为他们不知道你饿了。
But we have to say you're hungry.
我们得说你饿了。
Krishna said, no, no.
Krishna 说不不不。
Just going there, they will understand you are hungry, and then they will understand we are hungry, and then they will give.
然后不不不，你就只到那里跟他们说你们饿了，然后他们就会明白到我们也饿了。
Then the cowherd boy said.
然后牧牛童接着说。
But,Maybe their families will stop them from coming.
可能他们的家人不会让他们来。
And then Krishna said,
然后 Krishna 说
Now these Brahmana wives, they have great affection for me. So even if their families try to stop them, they won't care.
这些婆罗门的妻子对我有很强烈的爱心，即使他们的家人阻止他，他们也不会在意的。
So, then, the cowherd boys went.
因此，牧牛童就去了。
And of course, they were very respectful, and you know, as they were with the brahmanas, as they were with the brahmanas' wives also.
当然他们是非常尊敬这些婆罗门还有他们的妻子的。
So they went and they said, oh, we have come, Krishna and Balaram are close by.
然后他们说，哦，我们来了，Krishna and Balaram，他们都在附近。
And as soon as they said the name Krishna, the Brahmana's wives, they fainted in happiness.
当他们一提到 Krishna 的名字的时候，他们这些婆罗门的妻子就是因为听到这个名字开心的晕了。
They had, as we heard, they had cultivated for so many years their attraction to Krishna, and now finally, after so many years, they hear Krishna is so close that they can see him, and they faint in their happiness and eagerness.
就是这么多年呢，他们一直聆听着关于 Krishna 的故事，然后他们现在终于有一个机会能够知道 Krishna 就在附近，而且能够见到他了，他们开心的晕掉了。
And now the cowherd boys are worried. Well, if they are fainted, they won't give us any food.
这事情。牧牛童又开始担心了，他们头晕了的话，他们就不能给我们食物了。
So then they had to break Krishna's advice, and they said Krishna is hungry.
然后他们就得拿出了 Krishna 的建议，说Krishna 饿了。
And when the Brahmana's wives heard that Krishna was hungry, then you know they revived themselves.They revive themselves because, oh, Krishna is hungry, then we have to prepare the food.
然后因为他们听到说 Krishna 饿了，然后他们就醒过来了，然后就说，哦，我们得准备食物耶。
And first, when, because, you know, they had fainted, so they were, first they were speaking softly, the cowherd boys were speaking softly, but then they began to speak more loudly to wake them up.
一开始牧牛童他们都是非常轻声的跟他们说话，但是他们现在得开始大声的说话，要让他们苏醒过来。
And it says that they were so excited that they forgot what to do, or they didn't know what to do.
因为他们非常的激动，说是他们也忘了不知道如何办。
So the boys had to say it many times.
这些牧牛童得说很多很多次。
Krishna is hungry. We need food. You have to bring food.
Krishna 饿了，我们需要食物，你得给我们准备食物，带食物。
They had to say it because they were so excited. They were just confused.
他们非常的激动，所以他们都有点混乱了。
So, finally, they collected their food, and the cowherd boys in the front, and they followed them to where Krishna was.
最后他们把食物准备好了，牧牛童就走在前面，他们就跟在后面，来到了 Krishna 所在的地方。
So he was along the bank of the Jamuna with some other friends. Not all the friends went.
就是并不是所有的牧牛童都去了，只是一部分的牧牛童去了。然后当时他们是在亚穆纳的河岸 ，Krishna 和其他牧牛童在一起。
And of course, their family members tried to stop them.
当然了，他们的这些家人也阻止他们。
They said husbands, brothers, sons, and other relatives.
他们的丈夫，他们的儿子，还有其他的亲戚。
But their attraction to Krishna was so strong that they could not be stopped.
因为他们如此的受 Krishna 的吸引，所以任何事物都不能拦住他们。
So what can we learn from this? There's obstacles, even for them, what to speak of us.
那我们从这里可以学习到什么呢？就是他们碰到了这些障碍，对于他们来说都有这些障碍，更何况我们呢？
Getting to Krishna is not always easy.
接近 Krishna 并总是那么的容易的。
In fact, it's quite difficult.
实际上是非常困难的。
It's not a smooth ride.
就是并不是很顺利的一种旅程。
Why that is, we will hear in a little bit. But it can be troublesome.
为什么呢？我们稍后会讲，但是它总是很多的麻烦的。
The material world is just a troublesome place. That's one point.
其中一点就是物质世界都是充满了各种的麻烦。
And being a devotee in the material world in Kali Yuga is like swimming against the current.
就是
of a river.
在这个卡利年代要成为奉献者就像是在一条河流中逆流而泳。
So even for these brahmanas' wives, you know, these brahmanas were pious and religious and cultured, but even for them, They did not understand, the husbands and other family didn't understand, and they tried to stop them in so many ways.
即使是对于这些婆罗门的妻子来说，他们有宗教心，非常的虔诚，也受到了教育，但是他们的丈夫婆罗门他们不会理解，所以他们就会试图的阻止他们。
What to speak of now?
更不用说现今的时候了。
No culture, no learning, no education, bad hat. Of course, there's going to be obstacles. People, family members and others will try to stop us.
没有任何的训练，没有任何的学习知识传统，所以我们的家人肯定会阻止我们的。
Not a surprise.
更不用说会帮助我们了。
And again, later we will see how Krishna deals with this.
我们会在稍后看到 Krishna 怎么样处理这件事。
And he doesn't say, yeah, leave your homes and come to me. He doesn't say that.
他没有说你们都离开家来到我这吧。
So we'll come to that a bit later.
嗯，我们之后再讲。
But anyway, the family members tried to stop them, but their attraction to Krishna was so much, they could just not be stopped.
嗯，然后不管如何，这些家人都试图阻止他们，但是因为他们对 Krishna 有如此强烈的爱心，任何事情都阻挡不了。
And that's one reason why there are obstacles.
这就是其中为什么把他们列为是障碍的原因。
Why are there obstacles in our spiritual lives?
为什么他们是我们灵修生活中的障碍呢？
不是他们，我们的。
啊，就是我们灵修。
How determined are we to achieve Krishna or Krishna prema or how determined are we actually?
就是我们对真达 Krishna 或者真达 Krishna prema， 我们是有多大的决心呢？
We say yes, yes, yes. I want to go back to Godhead. We all say these things.
嗯，我们说哦，我想回去归守身，我们只是说而已。
But how do we know actually how determined we are actually to want this?
但是我们实际上我们有多大的决心，真正的想要回归呢？
This is illustrated. This can be illustrated when we are faced with obstacles.
嗯，就是当我们面对这些障碍的时候呢，就表明了我们的决心有多大了。
When we experience obstacles from family members or other reasons, this is Krishna looking. How determined is this devotee? Let me see.
当我们面对家庭或者其他障碍的时候呢， Krishna 就在看着我们这个奉献者，他到底有多大的决心想回去。
So it can increase, if we are sincere, then it increases our eagerness. It increases the obstacles, increase our determination and eagerness and focus.
所以当我们是非常真诚的话呢，这些障碍反而会越加的增加我们对回归的渴望。
So the Brahmana's wives, they were stopped, you know, by the various, but they could not be stopped because they were totally fixed on attaining Krishna.
所以当这些婆罗门妻子正在被阻止的时候，但是他们完全不能够被阻止，因为他们已经全然的专注于 Krishna， 投币于他。
Nothing can stop them.
任何事情都阻挡不了。
Already they were waiting for so long.
因为他们非常渴望。
So again.When something is difficult to get, often we want it much more.
有时候当一些事物很难得到的时候，反而增强了我们想得到它的欲望。
When something is very easy, then we may take it for granted.
当有一些事情非常顺利的时候，我们就会觉得这是理所当然的。
Sometimes, you know, again, in China, devotees, oh, it would be so nice if we were legal, if the government accepted us, and this and this and this.
然后有些中国奉献者就会想，哦，我们是非法的，如果政府能够接受我们的话，就如此如此。
Sometimes that thought is there.
有时候我们会有这样的一些想法。
And that may or may not happen, we don't know.
这些可能会发生，也可能不会发生，我们不知道。
But even if it doesn't happen, it's not a great disadvantage.
即使这些不发生，对我们来说也不是，不，也不能把它看作是非常不利的事情。
Because when something is very easy to do, then we may take it for granted. When something is difficult to do, we may value it more.
因为当我们做一些事情，我们感觉到非常顺利的时候，我们就会觉得理所当然的事情就应该这样子。但如果有一些事情，非常的困难的话，我们就会更加渴望的想去，解决它。
So the fact that being a devotee in China may be more difficult compared to some other countries is not a great disadvantage for our spiritual development.
也许我们在中国成为奉献者，比在其他国家成为中国奉献，比在其他国家成为奉献者会有很多的困难，但这并不是非常大的一个不利因素。
Everything has a positive side.
每一个事情都会有积极的一面。
And ultimately, Krishna decides that.
最终由 Krishna 来决定。
But if something is too easy to get, you know, the tendency is we take it for granted.
就是当一个事情很容易获得的时候，我们的倾向就是觉得它是理所当然的。
For example, I have seen in my life, you know, as you may know, I have grown up as a devotee of Krishna, and I know many others who have also grown up my same generation.
就像大家所知道的，我自己本人呢也是出生在奉献者的家庭，还有其他和我同一时代的人，他们也是如此。
Not born as a devotee, but came very young.
就是我们很年轻的时候就可以成为奉献者了。
And I saw many of my generation because, you know, they had Krishna consciousness from their birth, their family, mother, father, devotee, and they tended to take it for granted. They tended not to take so seriously.
就像我所看到的，就是我们同年代的一些人，他们可能从一出生就，他们的父母就是奉献者，然后他们就觉得做奉献者非常的容易，然后他们就认为这是理所当然的。
And because of that, they don't take it so seriously. They don't try so hard. They're very relaxed. You know, they tend to be a bit relaxed about Krishna, etc.
就是因为这样子，所以他们就不会非常认真的去修习，他们就觉得非常的轻松，
So that it doesn't always happen, but it happens quite a lot.
并不是所有人都这样，但是有一些人是这样子的。
Why? Because it's so, the opportunity is so available that they may not take it seriously.
为什么？就是因为他们这个机会太容易得到了，所以他们并不会认真的对待。
So the brahmana's wives, the fact,And even the gopis, you know, it was not always easy for them to meet Krishna. And because of that, they became more and more eager. And Krishna also became more and more eager because it wasn't so easy.
就是这些婆罗门的妻子，当然也有 gopi 们，因为他们并不是总是很容易的能够见到 Krishna 的，所以他们就如此更加的渴望见到 Krishna， 同样 Krishna 也是如此，他也非常渴望的见到 Gopi 们，因为能见到他们非常的不容易。
So these Brahmana's wife had waited so long, and now finally they had the opportunity, and their family were trying to stop them, and their eagerness became more, and it could just not be stopped.
就是这些婆罗门的妻子，他们期待了很久想见 Krishna， 现在终于有机会了，但是他们的家人阻止他们，这只会增加了他们更加想见 Krishna 的意愿，没有任何的事情可以拦住他们。
So they came to see Krishna.
然后他们就来见 Krishna 了。
So let's stop here.
我们今天就讲到这。
And we will hear next week how Krishna responded to them.
下周我们听 Krishna 怎么跟他们的回应。
Which is quite interesting.
非常的有趣。
Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll see if there's some questions. There were some questions from last week, I recall, also.
现在有一些什么问题吗？上个星期还有一个问题。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
我想问一下，穿着这个服务，就是你写的最后一部分那个10.23.10的那个要指那部分，我没有找到啊，是不是
？Yes, it may not be in the commentary, the BBT version. It's in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
就是这一个可能不是在 BBT 的这些版本里面，应该是在 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的这些版本里面。
好的 ，OK。
It's there.Maybe it's not in the BBT purport, but it's in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which I have in front of me.
就是不在 BBT 的样子里面，是在这个 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的评论里。
Sometimes the BBT purports, either by Srila Prabhupada or in this case by his disciples.They don't always quote all the points in the other commentary.
就有时候帕帕德或者他的门徒写的这些要旨里面并不会把所有的评论都放在要旨里。
So, yeah, that's why you didn't find it.
所以你没有发现。
OK. 好，我们上周有问题，然后今天也有问题。是先回答上周的吗？还是？
对，是的。
好的，上周是还有最后一个问题啊，就是顶拜 Guru， 俗话说火烧功德林，请问我们奉献者社团内部不和，或奉献者其他团体之间的纷争，都会像火一样摧毁我们的灵性吗？那如何理解 Krishna 承诺我们的无论做任何的服务都不会损失呢？
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Again, it's an obstacle.
一样都是障碍。
So this second forest fire representing, conflict among Vaishnavas, it's an obstacle. That the meaning is it's an obstacle.
这第二场大火就是代表了我们 Vaishnava 社团之间的冲突，这就是障碍。
And it's an example. So an example, like, you know, if I say, you know, so-and-so,smells like a flower. You know, it doesn't mean they're a flower. It's just an example to give an idea.
这就是给我们举出的一个例子，只是给出一个例子让我们去理解。就像我们说有人闻起来像鲜花一样，并不是意味着那个人就是鲜花。
So, the example Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives of a fire, it's just an example. It's notnecessarily literally like the fire, everything is burned down to nothing.
就是这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给我们说的这个例子，就是它只是一场火，并不是说我们真正得点上这个火，要这火就把所有的一切都烧掉了。
So, yes, it's true that devotional service we perform is never lost.
就是我们做的任何的奉献服务都不会受到损失，这是真的。
as you said.
就像我们这里说的。
But as the pastime illustrates, it's a conflict among Vaishnavas is a big obstacle to developing bhakti.
就像这个消息观里面表明的，就是我们 Vaishnava 社团之间的这种冲突呢，它就会摧毁我们的奉爱。
And it is also true that conflict with Vaishnavas is an aparad, and aparad does burn the fruits of our bhakti yoga.
这是真的，就是对 Vaishnava 的冲突呢，就会引起冒犯，然后这个冒犯就会毁灭我们的这个bhakti的种子。
The fruits, not 种子。
果实，对不起。
the seed will not be burnt. The seed of bhakti will not. That is it. That's part of the soul.
就是我们的奉爱种子不会被摧毁，但是我们灵魂的一部分，就是我们的奉爱果实会被毁掉。
That's what offenses do. It decreases the fruits of our bhakti that we may have achieved.
就是会摧毁我们已经取得的一些果实的奉爱的果实。
The seed of bhakti is the nature of the soul that never goes.
就奉爱的种子是我们灵魂的本性不会损失的。
And the example of a fire is just the example. We don't, you know, need to.And again, sometimes in a fire, not everything is burned down. Only something is burned down. It depends how big the fire is or how serious the fire is.
就是火，就是火，它只是一个例子而已。当然呢，就是即使一场大火，它也有时候不会摧毁所有的一些事物的。
If it's a big fire, then yes, maybe everything will be burnt to nothing.
如果是一场大火的话，它会把所有的一切都焚烧掉。但是这个
So the same for conflict among Vaishnavas. If it's a serious conflict, then yes, the damage will be much more. If it's not as serious, then yes, the damage will be less. It really depends on the degree.
就是 Vaishnava 社团之间的冲突就取决于它的冲突的程度，如果是非常严重的冲突，它就会损坏会很多，但是如果小的纷争的话，就是会有一些损失。
Okay.
Okay, next question?
Yes.
顶拜跑步的莲花主，顶拜翻译主持，请问第一 ，Krishna 的四重扩展共有几重？是全部问题读完，还是一个一个呢？原来跑步，
来吧，
总共有三个问题，这一个提问。
Is this from this week or next week or last week?
No, not this week.Not related to this week or last week.
对，这个扩展，这个扩展不用回答。
然后 Krishna 的父母哪个最高？
What do you mean by that question? they're all 高。
是一位新人。
没有
名字。
All the parents are fully devoted to Krishna.
他们都是一样高，他们都所有的父母都是全然的对 Krishna 有奉爱之心。
Vasudeva and Devaki are fully dedicated and love Krishna. Nanda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi also.
就是 Vasudeva, Devaki, 还有 Nanda Maharaj, 还有 Devaki, 他们都是全部具有对 Krishna 的奉爱的人。
So But the flavor of their devotion is slightly different.
就是他们的奉爱的服务之间会有一些区别，轻微的区别。
But, it's not a question of more or less.
就并不是说哪一个更高，哪一个更少一点的问题。
It's the flavor is slightly different.
只是他们的一些品味有一点不一样。第三个问题，众生都是 Krishna 的仆人，哪个最重要？请跑步指导。
So that's similar to number two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, so the same answer, same answer.
Okay. 第三个问题和第二个问题是一样的，答案都是一样的啊。
Devotees, all the Lord's associates, they're all perfect.
所有主的同游都是完美的。
Their devotion is all full, all 100%.
他们的奉爱都是100%的。
Just the flavors are different, slightly different, that's all.
只是有不同的品味而已，就是轻微的区别。
Like having a meal, if the meal is one flavor, the meal is a little bit boring.
就像我们吃饭的时候，不仅仅只有一种味道，如果只是单一的味道，会很乏味的。
Different flavors make a meal more tasty.
我们会不同的味道，然后让这个食物会变得非常的美味。
So the different devotees, they have different flavors of devotion. It makes everything more interesting for Lord Krishna. He can enjoy the meal more with the different flavors of devotion, not all the same flavor.
就是有不同的品味，也就是说有不同的奉爱服务，然后让 Krishna 得到更多的享乐，所以不是全部人都是同一种。
So again, it's not a matter of more or less, it's simply a matter of different flavors, and Krishna appreciates all, fully accepts everything.
不是说哪一个更多，哪一个更少，都是一样的，要 Krishna 全部都接受而已。
So two and three is the same.
所以问题二和三都是一样的答案。
好，
顶拜顾莲花主，顶拜翻译老师，精彩课程，生姜汤，生姜汤沐浴去寒湿可治感冒，在奉爱服务中我们会被不断的考验吗？感恩老师，我们该如何做最好呢？
Are they always tests and obstacles in bhakti yoga? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yes, always.
How to do the tools?
I understand.
就是、yeah. 是的，我们总是都会受到考验的。
Even for Krishna's eternal associates, at least when they come to this world, Krishna also puts many tests in their path. Many obstacles, many, like the wives. The wives of the brahmanas, you know, they're very realized great devotees. They have Krishna prema, but still they have, you know, some obstacles and tests and things like this.
即使是 Krishna 的永恒的同游，当他们来到这个物质世界的时候， Krishna 也会把他们安排在不同的障碍和考验之中，就像这一阁霞使馆里面的婆罗门的妻子，他们都是高度的自我觉悟的奉献者，他们也会受到这种不同的障碍的考验。
Why? To increase their love for Krishna even more. We spoke, you know, when something is a bit difficult, we try more hard to get it.
为什么？就是只是增加他们对 Krishna 的奉爱之物，为什么？就是因为我们知道刚才说了，就是如果越困难的事情，然后我们会越 下定决心要得到他。
So Krishna glorifies them in that way.
然后 Krishna 就用这样的方式去荣耀他们。
Look how much love they have. They are overcoming this, overcoming that. They're trying so hard. In spite of so many difficulties, still they're trying. So this is a glorification.
然后 Krishna 就会说，你看这奉献者他们经历了这些，然后克服了这个困难那个困难，然后依然的话他们仍然那么的爱我，然后努力的挣扎我，所以这是一种荣耀。
Because they have already attained perfection. We haven't attained perfection. So for us, it's to make us more splendid, to purify us more, and so on and so on.
因为他们已经挣扎了完美，但是我们还没有，所以对于我们来说的话，就是我们给予我们不断的困难和考验，让我们得到进化。
It will help. Yeah. What's the Chinese saying? You know, constant grinding will turn a piece of steel into a pin. Famous Chinese saying.
Constant what?
Grinding, right? If you have a piece of metal. Famous one. You don't know it.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I cannot think immediately.
Yeah.
Think it out immediately. 叫做好事多磨。
Sati, Matiji, you don't know it?
好事多磨就是这样。
差不多吧。
Right, so a big piece of metal, grinding, 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 eventually it will become like a needle.
就是差不多就是这个意思啊，就是一个金属它不断的磨，不断的磨，最后它就铁许磨成针。
Yes, that's the one. Yes, that's the one. Yes, yes. So this is why we have the obstacles and pressure and challenges. So we become like a needle.
就是。为什么我会有这么多的障碍、压力、考验，然后最后我们就变成针了
？So it all is Krishna's mercy to help us come closer to Him and become more perfect, more pure in our bhakti.
就是 Krishna 正在帮助我们越来越多的接近他，然后让我们在我们的奉爱之中得到完全的进化。
好，
下一个问题，顶班库鲁伯加饭往事书说，女人是火，男人是奶油，在日常与人相处角色的转化，该如何把控好各种复杂的关系呢？比如朋友间、客户间、亲密关系之间等等。
I'm not sure how that relates to our pastime.
How to deal with the different.
I understand the question, but I'm not sure how it relates to the pastime.
就这个问题可能和我们讲下时光之间没有太大的相关。
Relationships, how to deal with this one, how to deal with that one, it's sort of another topic.
就是这种关系怎么处理和各种人的相处是另外的一个话题。
But just use common sense, be mindful,Use common sense, don't be too fanatic, don't be too extreme. You know, I will say that. I can't have all the details.
就是一般来说就是说我们要用我们的常识，我们要在乎他人， 我只能这么说，因为我也不知道详细的细节。
Just be kind, be mindful, don't be extreme.
就是要友好，要关心他人，不要太极端。
Respectful.
尊敬其他人。
And you know how to have deal properly with, you know, that's a sort of another topic. So I think I'll only answer that much.
就是如何和他人恰当的相处，这是另外一个话题。今天我只能这样回答了。
好 ，next。
顶拜咕噜的莲花组，请问每个人都有他在意的东西，这些在另一个人眼里并不是什么事，如何才能觉知到别人在意的点，与别人和谐相处，不引起别人的反感呢？请咕噜给一些建议。
I didn't understand that question.
This question is asking, everyone has something which he is very mindful for that. But what these things mindful, maybe another person didn't take it didn't mind it. So how to realize what are the somebody mindful for that, and how to deal with other people's harmony, and not to make these people embarrassed.
Yeah, so I think that would answer is a similar answer to the last question.
这个问题和上一个问题相似。
I can't, you know, give detailed answers because each situation, each person, you know, it's different. So there's no one answer for these things.
因为不同的境况的话，回答的问题也不一样，所以我也不能具体的回答。
Generally, I can say again the same thing.Don't be extreme, use common sense, be respectful, be kind, and just be thoughtful. We have, Krishna has given us intelligence, and we just use it in a common sense way.
就是同样的，就是说我们一定要非常的友好，尊敬他人，利用我们的常识。我们要很在乎别人的感受，当然呢，我们也要利用 Krishna 给我们的这种智慧去处理这些问题。
You know, but exactly what you should do, you know, it's different. I can't say because people are different, situations are different, and there might be many ways to do something.
因为每个人所处的处境都不一样，然后他们处理的方式也不一样。
But generally, the points that I just mentioned earlier.
就像，但是通常我们都是用刚才我们说的这些要点来去处理。
Just sensitive. And again, we pray to Krishna for guidance also.
我们要非常的敏锐，然后我们向 Krishna 祈祷，得到他的指导。
And you know, sometimes we make our mistakes in dealing with others, but if we are mindful, then we will learn from our mistakes, and then the next time will be better and better and improve like that.
当然呢，我们会犯一些错误，所以我们一定得留意到我们自己犯了什么错误，然后在下次我们做的时候，我们会避免这样的错误。
So by making mistakes in our dealings, then we learn.How to deal better. So that is also an element.
通过在处理一些事情上面我们犯的错误，会让我们在下次的时候知道怎么样处理得更好。 下一个问题，顶拜咕噜的莲花组顶拜翻译老师，请问奉献者的家属有时会嘲笑不理解自己做的奉爱服务，奉献者之间也会有假我的话语和心意的冒犯，这些情况彼此是否对都会产生业报，怎么消除？
Is this the last question? How many questions do we have?
Oh, still have two.
Oh. Okay, that question I didn't fully understand. What is it?
Sometimes the family members, our devotees, in our devotees, they will laugh at what we are doing. And also sometimes there are some harmful words regarding the false ego and also the offense in our mind between devotees. Does all this will result in karma, and then how to clear away all this?
Well, for the first question,
就是第一个问题,
like when the cowherd boys told Krishna, the brahmanas didn't even say yes or no, right? They were a little bit disappointed, and Krishna laughed.
就像第一个问题，就是发生在就是这些牧牛童，当他们回去告诉 Krishna 说，这些婆罗门既没有拒绝他们，也没有答应他们的时候， Krishna 就笑了。
And one of the things he said was, "Don't be angry or disappointed. They're ignorant brahmanas. They don't know any better. So no need to be disturbed about that."
你要 Krishna 怎么回答呢？他就说：“你们不要生气了，不要被这些打呀，因为这些婆罗门他们愚昧，他们也不理解这些，所以不要因此而担心。”
So in a similar sense, people who don't have a spiritual practice, of course, they're going to laugh about what we do.
当然了，就是对于那些他们不了解灵性也不做灵性服务的人，他们会嘲笑我们。
It's expected. They don't know any better. But we don't need to be disappointed or discouraged or angry. They just don't know. So naturally, you know, they will misunderstand or laugh at us or, you know, say this or say that. But we don't need to react in a defensive way, in an angry way. Just let it be and try to be a good example yourself.
就是同样的就是这些家人呢，他们没有学习更好的知识，他们也不理解我们正在做的这些奉爱服务，因此我们不要生气，我们不要被他们的话语所打扰，就是我们只是尊敬他们，但是要让他们所做的这些顺其自然就好了。
And be a good example. Just try to be a good example. Remember, Prabhupada said we should be a perfect gentleman or woman.
我们要成为他们的榜样，就是要记得Prabhupada说的，我们要成为完美的绅士或淑女。
People don't know any better.
因为他们没有更好的训练和知识。
Are they creating some bad karma for themselves? No.I don't think so. They don't know any better. It's not a big problem.
因为他们不懂所以他们不会产生任何的业报，也不是很大的问题。
Regarding the other question for devotees' tension, same answer as before I gave. Be mindful, be mindful, be respectful, be kind.Don't be too extreme in your behavior, be sensitive. You know, these are general qualities that can help to deal with these relationship issues more easily.
就像第二个问题，就是奉献者之间 的关系怎么处理也是一样，就是我刚才说到的，我们一定要非常的在意他人的，然后我们要非常友好，不要走极端，这些都是普世的原则。
These are general qualities that are helpful for any situation an individual are dealing
with. 就是对于我们个人怎么样处理这些事情的时候呢，都是普遍我们需要具备的品质。
So I'll only repeat those again.
就是我只是重复了刚才我们的答案。
Next.
This question also includes another question. How to clear away all this?
What I just said.
Okay, yeah. 顶拜咕噜的莲花族已经启迪了，家人还要吃肉食，我该怎么做？
Same answer. Same answer.
一样的。
Same
answer. 答案都是一样的。
It's the same answer.
Okay, the last question.
Be respectful. Don't be extreme in your behavior.
就是说一定要尊敬他人，不要走极端，我们不要做出极端的行为。
Be a good example yourself.
就是让自己成为家人们的榜样。
No need to do things so suddenly either. Sometimes it just takes time.
不要突然做一些很奇怪的事情，因为这些都是需要时间的。
Things just take time to understand and accept for other people.
需要给时间让其他人去接受和理解你。
And consult with other Chinese devotees who have been practicing for many years, whose family members are not devotees. How do they deal? Some devotees have learned how to be balanced. It's just getting the right balance, not being too extreme one side or another side. Just getting the right balance.
你可以和一些已经修习多年，然后他们的家人也不是奉献者的这一种奉献者去咨询，要看他们是怎么样平衡这些关系的。
And we'll see next week how he advises the wives of the brahmanas. He advises them in a very interesting way how to deal with the family.
然后我们会下周会听到 Krishna 是怎么样去。建议这些婆罗门的妻子的，他是用非常有趣的方式去给他们一些建议。
So we can speak a little bit more about this next week also.
我们下星期可以详细讲一点。
Next.
顶拜咕噜和主持人的在场的奉献者，那些婆罗门因为自己是婆罗门而骄傲，而我们啥也没有，还特别骄傲，这怎么办呢？骄傲太惨了。
That's a big problem.
是的，这是太大的问题了。
Yes, we have nothing to be proud of, but still we're so proud.
我们啥也没有，然后我们又是如此的骄傲。
There's an English saying, even a poor person is proud of his penny.
有一个英语的言语，就是说，即使是一个穷人，他也是因为自己非常的贫穷而骄傲。
No, it means
penny.
Penny means money.
Right.
Penny means, you know, a money. So even a poor person is not very rich, but still they are proud of what they have.
就是一个穷人，即使他们非常的穷，但是他们也因为自己还拥有一些东西而骄傲。
So yes, that's the problem. We're not very qualified, we're not very pious, right? But still we have such a false ego. Right, these brahmanas were very qualified, very good birth, but, you know, in one sense we might say they had a reason to be proud. In one sense we might say that.
就这些佛罗门他们出生很好，他们又有知识，从某一个角度来说，我们可以说他们是有骄傲的理由的。We
just keep going on, remember that, just remember that, what you said. Remember, be mindful of that and thank Krishna's mercy, mercy of Krishna's devotees, that we have some opportunity to do some service. And just remember our fallen. We don't have to meditate on our fallen nature, but we can remember it from time to time, that whatever we have now is simply the mercy of Krishna and his devotees, and we should be ever grateful.
我们应该非常留意我们这一点，就是因为我们得到了Krishna的仁慈，奉献者的仁慈，所以我们还能够为主Krishna做一些奉爱的服务。
Be grateful. We don't need to meditate on our disqualification. But we can remember it from time to time and then feel gratitude. Be grateful.
但是我们应该留意这一点，不时的留意会让我们
会更加的感激。好，Next。Hare
Krishna, Divine Guru, 翻译主持人，在场所有的奉献者，在传教过程中，中有些伙伴相信灵魂，也相信我们来源的能量，但是他们不相信，或者说不认为博迦梵歌。 瓦坛，博雅瓦坛里面的内容是经典和真实的，他们会因为不完全相信而困扰。我们可以怎样引导？
Give them more prasadam and Hare Krishna mantra.
就可以给他们派发多一点的 prasadam 和给他们 Hare Krishna 的曼陀。
Be a good example.
成为他们的榜样。
Then their faith will increase.
他们的信心就会增加。
And their faith in the scripture will also increase.
他们对经典的信心也增加。
好。
Hare Krishna. Chandra Shekhar Prabhu.
Yes, it's 9:20.
Yeah. 我们在这个课程结束前，我想请您。 就是我们这两天已经收到了关于加耶帕卡达斯瓦米感染这个新冠病毒，以及他的服务团队也好像在传播这个疫情，所以说大家奉献者们也都比较担心，所以也想请您就是关于奉献者如何看待这个事情，您再给 做一次这个讲解吧，然后也解除大家的这种疑惑，然后有一些门徒也比较焦虑，所以请求您的仁慈，Hare Krishna.
Well, you're all receiving the news.
我们大家都收到消息了。
So I don't need to say anything more about that.
所以我就不再关于此再另外多说了。But
as for the why Krishna allows this with his devotees, I mean, this question comes up again and again and again, and the answer is the same.
就是为什么 Krishna 会允许他的奉献者感染这些 要同样的问题不断的提出来，然后答案也是一样的。
When Bhakti Charuswami passed away, same.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj 他离开了，也是一样的。
Maybe many of you didn't know him, so you didn't feel it so much.
因为可能有些人不了解他，不认识他，所以没有感受那么多。
But Jayapataka Maharaj, you know, many of us know him, many of you know him more, and he has more disciples, so maybe you feel it more.
就是因为 Jayapataka Swami, 我们了解的更多，然后他有很多的门徒，所以我们就会感受的多一点。
But when Bhakti Charuswami passed away, it was the same. Why?
就是 Bhakti Charuswami 他离开了。什么原因呢?
Why? Everyone asks, why Krishna allow?
为什么 Krishna 会允许这样发生?
And when Tamal Krishna Goswami passed away, it was the same. Why Krishna allow like this?
就像 Tamal Krishna Goswami 也是离开了。为什么 Krishna 允许?
When Srila Prabhupada passed away, it was the same. Why Krishna allowed like this? Why at this time?
然后当圣爸爸的离开也是一样，为什么会这个时刻呢？为什么 Krishna 会允许
？And the answer is always the same.
答案也是一样的。
And there's different answers.
有不同的回答。
Like one answer is the material world. What we all know, it's a place of birth.Old age, disease, and death.
就是物质世界，就是生老病死的地方。
So whoever we are, we're going to experience this.
不管我们是谁，我们都得经历所有这一切。
Disease is one of the, one of the items of material world.
就是生病是这个物质世界的其中的一部分。
And if we are in the material world, even as devotees, even as great devotees, we will be affected by it from time to time.
因为我们在这个物质世界，即使我们是奉献者或者伟大的奉献者，我们都会时不时的会被这些影响。
If we go into the water, we'll get wet.
当我们进入到水中的时候，我们也会淋湿的。
Whoever we are, it doesn't matter. The nature of water is we get wet. If we're in the water, we get wet.
就是我们是谁，就是我们并不重要。就是最主要的是我们在水里面肯定会湿的。
So if we are in this material world,We will experience this birth, old age, disease, and death. It just happens. No one avoids it.
当我们在这个物质世界的时候，我们就会一定经历了生老病死，没有人可以避免。
Even devotees, even great devotees, we shouldn't think that it won't happen to them.
即使是奉献者或者伟大的奉献者。他们都不会认为说这些不会发生在他们身上。
For them, it's not because of karma. For them, it's just the nature of the world.
对于他们来说，并不是因为他们的业报，而是因为这就是物质世界的本性。
You might think, oh, but if they're pure devotees, why does it happen? That means they have karma. It's got nothing to do with karma. It's just the nature of the material world.
就是因为他们是纯粹的奉献者，为什么他们也会有这些事发生呢？所以并不是跟业报有关，而是跟物质世界的本性有关。
So in that sense, we really shouldn't be surprised.
所以从这一点来说，我们不应该为此感到惊讶。
And as we know, the Bhagavatam also teaches us. There's one very famous verse. I don't recall where it is.Material world is danger at every step.
就是在《博伽瓦塔》里面也有一个师节谈到，就是在 这一个物质世界的话，就是步步惊心。
And it's not just for non-devotees, for devotees also.
不仅仅是非奉献者如此，奉献者也是如此的。
It's danger at every step.
就是步步惊心。
Whether it's disease, whether it's accident, whether whatever, it's a dangerous world.
就是不是有疾病，就是有事故，所以充满了危险。
So we shouldn't be surprised. In one sense, we shouldn't be surprised.
从某个角度讲，我们不应该为此感到惊讶。
Yeah, that's the Bhagavatam verse. You can.
就是薄伽瓦坛的一个诗节。
Also the tenth canto.
应该是第十篇。
对，第十篇。Yeah, I have it here. I'll just post it.
哦。
It's just a dangerous world.
这个是非常危险的世界。薄伽瓦坛 10.14.58
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, here's another. There's some Prabhupada quotes this verse in many places.
就是帕帕德的钥匙里面也有讲到。
So the wonderful quality of a devotee is that in spite of all this, they remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's the great thing.
但是最美妙的事情就是说，即使物质世界有这么多的危险，但是奉献者仍然把他们的心意专注于奉爱服务之中。
That's the wonderful thing. That, you know, we get sick or there's some danger. You know, that's not a surprise.
就是有危险并不出奇，所以这是奉爱服务的奇妙之处。
The wonderful thing is that in spite of that, devotees remain, especially great devotees, they remain fixed in Krishna and Krishna's service.
最奇妙的就是即使有这么多的危险，但是奉献者，特别是伟大的奉献者，他们依然专注于做他们的奉爱服务。
Last night, every 2 weeks, we have an online GBC meeting with the GBC body.
昨天晚上就是每两周我们都会有一个 GBC 的会议。
Because you cannot meet in person, so we meet online every 2 weeks.
我们每两周在网上见面。
Because we can't meet in person.
我们不能面对面的见到。
And Jai Pataka Maharaj was also there. He was also there attending the meeting. Every meeting he attends.
Jai Pataka Swami, 他也参加了这个会议，他参加每一个会议。
You know, he's there with his exercise chair and that's the wonderful thing about the Lord's devotees. In spite of everything, they are so surrendered to serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission.
就是他带着轮椅来出席这些会议，这就是奉献者的奇妙之处，就是他们完全于臣服于圣帕帕德和主，并且对他们的服务。
He was in the meeting last night.
他昨天也参加了会议。
So, you know, the devotees get sick or the devotees pass away. Everyone has to pass away eventually.
奉献者病了，有些人离开了，最终每个人都得离开。
None of this is a surprise.
所以我们不要惊奇。
And we shouldn't be surprised.
我们也不要感到惊讶。
Why? It's the material world. That's why.
不断地问为什么为什么这就是物质世界啊。
Why expect otherwise?
为什么我们要期待原因呢？
And in these situations, one thing I always remember.
在这个情况下，我们应该说，我总是记得。
There is in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. In the passing, the chapter passing away of Bhishma.
我们应该。知道圣严伯伽瓦谈第一篇里面有讲到毗湿麻是如何离开的。
The Pandavas. Yeah, this is, what chapter is this? This is chapter 9 in the first canto.
第一篇第九章就是潘达瓦五兄弟。
You find the verse.So this, the Pandavas had come to see him.
Pandava 兄弟来见他。
Along with Krishna.
和 Krishna 一起。
And many, of course, many other great sages were also there.
还有其他的伟大的圣人也来了。
And let me find the verse.
让我找找这个诗节。
Yeah, here we go.This is 12 to 16. You can all read that. 17. And in these verses, Bhishma Dev expresses he's thinking of the Pandavas. Although, you know, they're all great devotees, they're Krishna's personal friends, they're so powerful, more powerful than demigods, but still they experience so much trouble.
就讲到说他们都是 Krishna 的奉献者，而且是私人的朋友，但是他而且非常的强大有力。他们甚至比半神人还要英勇。
And yet they had so much trouble.
但是他们仍然碰到了很多很多的麻烦问题。
And Bhishma Dev asked why. He also asked why.
Bhishma Dev 也在问为什么。
And in those verses 12 to 18, I think I said,that's his answer. He answers his own question.
在12到18世纪里面，毗湿麻就给自己的问题给出了答案。
Sometimes we just don't know, but it is.
有时候我们并不知道，它就是如此的。
And why it is that?Krishna's, he knows.
为什么如此呢？因为 Krishna 知道。
And oftentimes we don't know what Krishna knows.
因为我们不知道 Krishna 所知的。
But one thing is certain, Krishna's devotees are always under his protection. That is no doubt.
但是有一点是。不用怀疑的就是奉献者都是处在 Krishna 的保护之中。
So we don't need to, you know, yes, naturally we ask why, but again, it's the material world. We expect these things.
就是很自然我会问为什么，但是这个是物质世界，这是意料之中。
Danger at every step.
步步惊心。
Birth, death, old age, and disease, it's just the nature of the world.
年生老病死是物质世界的本性。
But for Krishna's devotees, especially his great devotees, then his, certainly his protection is always there, no matter what it appears like.
就是但是对于奉献者来说主的伟大奉献者特别是他都是处在他的保护之中所以我们不用去太在意。
And at least in the case of Jayapataka Maharaj, they diagnosed him, you know, in the very beginning.
在这个 Jayapataka Swami 的这个例子中就是他们一开始就给他做了诊断。
In the case of Bhakti Charu Swami, it seems like he had the virus for some days before they diagnosed him, and by that time it was too late.
在 Bhakti Charu Swami 的例子中就是看起来很显然他已经感染了病毒一段时间了然后他们才诊断出来但他们想做治疗的时候为时已晚。
But still, he for such a devotee, no doubt Krishna's protection is there.
对这样的奉献者来说毫无疑问主会保护他们的。
Whatever it appears like, auspicious or inauspicious passing away, that's very superficial.
不管是看起来是吉祥还是不吉祥的，所有的这些都是超自然的。
Yes, and we all scratch our heads sometimes wondering why, but sometimes we just don't know why.
有时候我们会挠着我们的脑袋想，为什么呀？我们不明白。
Some answers are there from our teaching, but yeah.
在我们的一些教导里面，我会找到答案。
Sometimes the answer is we're not careful enough. Sometimes that's also an answer.
有时候就说可能他们不小心，所以这也是其中一个答案。
Maharaj was in Mayapur. I think he's been there for 9 months. All this time, no virus. But somehow now it happened, right? Just some few days ago.
就是 Maharaj 他在马普有9个月了就是这期间都没有什么的病毒但是现在就这些天突然感染了病毒。
So maybe some of the servants, maybe they became a little bit careless and going out and something. So that might also be a reason.
也许他的仆人他们不是很小心，他们外出了。
Think, Krishna will protect, and then careless, and then something like this happens.
就是因为有粗心了，然后Krishna 会保护他们的。
But then they become careless. Oh, Krishna will take care. Krishna will protect. But then we become careless, and then something like this might happen.
他们可能会认为说，哦，Krishna 会保护我们的，然后他们就变得粗心了，然后就这件事情就发生了。
So those are some thoughts.
这是其中的一些原因。
好的，非常感谢陈志胜和潘布。
But I suggest everyone read those translations and purports, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 12 to 17.
我建议所有的人都阅读1.92-17这些译文和要旨。
And Bhishma Dev is a Mahajan, right? He's really qualified.And even he scratches his head.
Bhishma Deva, 他是 Mahajan, 他是非常的有资格的，但是即使如此，他也要挠自己的脑袋。
What to speak of us?
更不用说我们了。
Yeah. So we take shelter of the teachings.
我们托庇于这些教导。
Okay, let's finish here.
好，我们到此结束。
好，Thank you for listening and pray you all have a nice day. 非常
感谢大家的聆听。外坤的知音服务源于聆听 Hare Krishna 亲爱的奉献者们刚才我们聆听了穿着 Shaker 跑步给我们讲述的关于婆罗门的妻子的像受到祝福的小时光然后也回答了很多的一些问题让我们下周再次的相见我们对穿着睡个跑步的讲课非常的感激感谢主持人感谢所有聆听的奉献者 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna